Welcome back into the Sunday Spotlight. I'm your host, Aaron Harvey, joined by Howard Spiva, an attorney. By the way, you are an attorney, so I do want to say this. People do get injured in accidents. People do have to have attorneys, lawyers, things of that nature. But if you've never dealt with attorneys, then you don't really know what to expect when you do deal with attorneys. And frankly, lawyers have a bad reputation. I hope you don't mind me saying that, but just generally, lawyers have a bad reputation. So as someone who has been an attorney for 30 years, what is some advice you could give to the people that might be in that scenario where they need an attorney for maybe an accident or an injury or a brain injury, for instance?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you that the reputation of lawyers is not the best, and sometimes sadly it's justified. You know, it's kind of like a few bad apples, but you know, in the last 30 years, what I've seen is too many instances where people did not receive full justice because they didn't hire the right lawyer. And if someone doesn't hire the right lawyer, they may not get the full recovery, and if they do get a recovery, it may not be properly structured for them so that the money doesn't get stolen or wasted away, because about 95% of anyone who wins a lawsuit or inherits money or wins the lottery are broke within 18 months. But most, you know, I see, sadly, a lot of people, their only exposure is to lawyers that are advertising on TV. We've all seen some of those silly commercials, and many of those lawyers are marketers and they're business people, and they're not trial lawyers, and they don't have the experience, or they're not qualified, or they don't have the resources. I mean, I spent $350,000 on cost on the last brain injury case that I tried, and a lot of lawyers don't have those resources to handle a catastrophic case. And so to help people, what I did was I wrote and published a book to help people understand how to select a lawyer. But it's not just for injury lawyers. I wrote the book for help people just, you know, when life happens, when problems come up. Because people need lawyers maybe for a parking ticket, if they're buying a house, they got a dispute with their neighbor, they get injured on the job for workers' comp, maybe they just want a will, or maybe, you know, somebody's filing for Social Security, they're filing bankruptcy, or they have traffic charges. So, I mean, there's a lot of need for a lawyer, and people don't know who to call. They don't know how to select a lawyer. All they see is on TV somebody saying that they're the hammer, or some actor saying how great the lawyer is. And that's really sad to me. And people don't have any way of knowing if that's the right lawyer for them, for their case. The book's available on Amazon. It's called Winning Your Case, 21 Must Ask Questions Before You Hire Any Lawyer. I'm proud to say it's been on 4 bestseller lists since we published it. You know, it's about $20 online. It's about $20 if you order it from Amazon. But all that money goes to charity to buy helmets for children. It's available on an ebook for about $2. And anybody in the Savannah area can come by, and I'll give them a free autographed copy. You know, as a matter of fact, if any of your listeners today would like a copy, they can just simply call my office and mention your show, and I'll be happy to autograph a book and send it to them for free. If it's okay, my phone number is in area code 912-920-2000. Better yet, if you go to spivalaw.com, we've got an 800 number there nationally that people can call in. And just tell whoever answers the phone that you're calling mentioned this show and tell them they want a book, and we'll send them out a book. And if they tell the front desk they want it autographed, I'll be glad to autograph it. You know, if I'm available, I'll speak to them as well. But I just want to, you know, we just want to help people. And also the book has, the main reason I wanted to mention it today is the book has some significant information about the Justice for Children Foundation. You know, it has pictures and tells all about it, tells about brain injury prevention. And that's what we want to do, is we want to educate people to prevent traumatic brain injuries in children. So, you know, thanks for asking me about that, because, you know, what we want to do is we want to help people.
And you're offering a free book to anyone that will call and request it, right?
Absolutely. We want to spread the message out there. We want to help people get to the right lawyer. And all of those areas I mentioned, I don't practice in those areas, so I'm not trying to get people to hire me for those. And these are questions that are, it's 21 must-ask questions, and then there's another section we put in 22 more questions. I guess 21 sounded better, but we put, by the time you get through with the 21 questions, you know if this lawyer knows what they're doing in your area of the law, and if there's any doubt, just ask the next 22 questions. And you can call other lawyers if you know any judges, and you can ask them these questions about the lawyer you're thinking about hiring. And it tells about the rating services. There's online rating services where former clients rate people. It's called Avvo.com. It's a national service that lists all the lawyers in the country. The oldest one that's been around for hundreds of years is Martindale Hubbell. It tells about that in the book. It rates lawyers. Some lawyers have no ratings. Some have a C rating, some have a B rating, some have an A rating. And then if they are rated as very high ethical, they get a V. So, you know, the best rating that you could find in a lawyer is an AV rating, then BV, then CV. And then most of the lawyers you see on advertised on TV, they have no rating. And so that should send a message. And these are ratings that are done confidentially in private by lawyers and by judges. So you're getting the judges that these people practice in front of evaluate them confidentially, and then they're getting a rating. So it's a very credible service.
Very helpful advice. We're talking about brain injuries, but if you, in fact, have a situation where you have an accident that maybe wasn't your fault, you suffer from a brain injury, you might need an attorney to go to court and get what might be rightfully yours. So this is very helpful information for someone. And Mr. Spiva offering you a free copy of this book. So he's not in this for a profit, folks. He's willing to help you out by sending you a free copy of this book. So again, I believe the number you gave was 912-920-2000.
Yeah, and I apologize. I should have had my 800 number ready. I've got an 800 number for Georgia, and I've got one nationally, but it's on our webpage, spivalaw.com. And, you know, if somebody wants to call and say, hey, I need an attorney for X, and I'm in this city or this state, we'll be glad to, give them the name of someone that they can get to, that they can trust. We do that commonly. I mean, I get 50 new cases for every case I take, 50 contacts. And all those cases, you know, we refer them to other lawyers to make sure that the person who had the trust and confidence in calling us gets to someone we know that is competent and will take care of them.
So there you go. Request a free book. Find that toll-free number, spivalaw.com. So we are talking with Howard Spiva, an attorney, and talking about Brain Injury Awareness Month. And we will continue that when we get back. You're listening to the Sunday Spotlight on WECO.